Now, does the Bible actually address the potential use of artificial intelligence in the end times? I think it absolutely does. Would you look at Revelation chapter 13 with me? We're gonna read from Revelation 13 verses 11 through 18, but the verses just prior to this in Revelation 13 verses 1 through 10, it talks about this beast coming up out of the sea, and that is the Antichrist. And then here in verses 11 through 18, it talks about another beast that arises out of the earth. That is the false prophet. We know it's the false prophet because he's subsequently referred to as such in chapters 16, 19, and 20. And what is happening is this second monster, the second monster out of the earth, is promoting the first monster. The second monster or the false prophet, John basically is going to say he's a human who functions as a minister of propaganda. And what he's going to tell everyone is to make an image to the Antichrist, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath. Everybody say breath. He was granted this power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name.